But I don't have any other announcements. You guys, the line is open. All you have to do is hit star six. We've got a couple of keys, actually. We have no time left.
Dr. Robin?
Yes.
This is Rita Hand. I have a friend that just had brain surgery, and she's now back in the hospital, and the CSI is leaking. She's wondering if she could bring have the mask brought in, and would that help?
Her sleep system, you mean? You said You said the mask?
The eye mask.
Oh, mask. Oh, the eye mask. I don't know if that probably won't make a difference on her CSF leaking. They're going to have to probably do a patch or something like that. She could certainly wear the mask. She had what part of her brain had the surgery?
It was a tumor that was resting on the pituitary, and they went up through the nose.
Oh, okay. That might help with some of the swelling, but it's not going to do anything for closing a CSF leak.
Okay, it won't identify where the leak is either, correct?
No. Uh-uh. No,
thank you so much.
They're going through a tissue. Yeah, they're going through a tissue that's a lot like the white sinewy material between intake. Yeah.
Okay. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Dr. Erkum, have you heard of someone being helped with osteogenesis imperfecta?
I haven't heard of somebody being helped with it, but I certainly would not hesitate to start them on the bone pack, because anytime you get the bone marrow back into normal function, body tends to heal itself. So I would certainly recommend the bone health.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. You know, Vance, it reminds me, I need to get back to doing the, I used to call it the stump the doc call, but they call it the ask a healthcare professional call, like once a month, and people can call in and ask, what products do we recommend. Certainly we make no medical claims in Neakin, but a lot of times folks don't understand the different conditions, and so they don't really know where to start. Well, the answer is always the wellness home, but a lot of times you need to start with some things that are going to be a little bit more specific for the issue and get some more specific results, and then that's the door opener. That's the door opener for the wellness home.
Well, and I already did a commercial for Rick Murphy's 0 to 60 project call on Thursday night. It's a 20-minute call, and what he's doing, and if you missed it this week, it's every Thursday night at 6 PM our time or 8 o'clock Texas time, which all the world should revolve around Texas time, so I've been told by my Texas relative. But what I found so fascinating is the myriad of results that people had. And we're not just talking about vital balance with weight reduction, okay? I don't believe in weight loss. And those of you who have been on my call, you know that is a soapbox pet peeve of mine. We don't lose weight. Things we lose, we go find them. But what I heard is people shedding pounds, and then the list of other things that the vital balance corrected. Now, these are people who are already wellness consultants who are utilizing the wellness home. This was the last component that they added, and it was that one piece that literally, I mean, we're talking blood sugar issues. We're talking cholesterol issues. We're talking all of a sudden their addictive behaviors, whether it was alcohol or smoking or gluttony or sugar. I mean, there's one right after the other, and none of these people started exercising. The majority of them didn't. And I was so fascinated because, Robin, exactly what you're saying is that we may not know what the specific product or solution to start with. However, when we just introduce them to something as simple as a water bottle, or maybe some immunity, or maybe the Jace, and get them going in that direction, for somebody who has an addiction to carbonated beverages, hey, would you take a 1 week challenge, go cold turkey, get rid of the pop, and start drinking out of this bottle? Would you do that? And watch what happens. And But hey, if you decide, Robin, to do the Stump the Doc call and resume that, you let me know and I will.
We'll do. Yeah.
Because, we'll you know, even an hour a month for people, you know, do a quick overview, but just for people to get in and ask questions. And again, we don't make any medical claims. However, a lot of the issues that seem to plague our culture today, a lot of the symptoms are very similar. And, you know, because a pair of mag steps can be a great solution for somebody who has low energy and needs, you know, a better sense of balance. But it can also be a huge, huge correction for somebody with blood sugar issues because they have poor circulatory issues.
Right.
And we just don't know that, oh, that's right, I forgot about that. But anyhow.
Robin?
Yes.
Would you spell your last name, please?
E-K-H-O-L-M.
Thank you very much.
And again, folks, as a reminder, the on YouTube, I just typed in, and when you go on YouTube and you get onto their site, in their search box up at the top, I just typed in Dr. Robin, R-I-B-I-N, Eckholm, E-K-H-O-L-M, Eckholm. So, it is right there. Yes.
Could I ask a question? Have you heard anything about PSA being affected, probably because of vital balance?
When you say PSA, define what PSA is to me.
That's what elevates in prostate cancer with that.
Oh, right. I'm sorry. I know that term. Why do I know that term? Because I'm a guy who has not dealt with that. But have lots and lots of wellness consultants that have got results. The vital balances, we've had it now for, 6 weeks? So I think it might be a little bit too early to tell on that realm. But I have the sneaky suspicion that once we start putting the good stuff in, and you're not going to find, I challenge you guys, I challenge all you gals, everybody out there, do your own little quick research as far as other shakes. You can save yourself a lot of time by listening to Roger Drummer's, you know, his presentation. But go ahead and do your own research. I did, and what I found was just staggering, absolutely staggering. Go out, just start typing in other companies that make a great shake, or they talk about a great shake, whether it's Herbalife or Shaklee or you name it, and look at the, if they publish that information and put it on their website as far as the protein, the carb, the sugar, and their ingredient list, you will be shocked, absolutely shocked. And when it comes to answering your question about a PSA or a colon issue or a dietary or intestinal, the digestive. There we go. Someone's taking their shake right now because we got too long-winded, Robin. So I'll blame
you. There we go. Okay.
Man, these people are
I have a question I would like to ask Dr. Eckholm.
Go ahead.
I have been, the way my diet is, for about 2 months, I have been eating no sugar, no flour, no wheat, you know, just meat, vegetables, and fruit. And I am, I'm taking nutritionals on the sleep system, you know, water, everything. And I am getting lightheaded when I bent over, and then this morning it was majorly when I squatted down. So what am I missing? I never had that before when I was eating, you know, wheat, flour.
Well, that's kind of a lot of things could be causing that. You may have, a lot of times what happens when people are been eating lots of carbohydrates and sugars, they have lots of insulin around in order to take care of it. And when you take away the carbohydrate and the insulin is still there, it can drop blood sugars a little bit, so they get kind of a hypoglycemic type of a symptom. and it takes about 2 months for your body to compensate for that and kind of cut back on the sugar. Now, that may be speeded up by what Roger's suggesting with the Vital Balance without anything. It's just Vital Balance plus water, not with any carbohydrates whatsoever. Remember that your fruit is a carbohydrate, and your fruit is a complex sugar, and it's going to break down into a sugar. So depending upon how much you're eating of that, you may be getting more sugar, quote-unquote, in your system than you think you are. He recommends for the first week or two to just do the Vital Balance and meat and vegetables and not the sugars. I don't know, you know, when the last time was you had blood pressure check or you had blood work check, et cetera, but you probably need to also see your healthcare professional and see if there's other things that need to be checked out. Anemia can cause that. There's lots of things that can cause it. It's kind of a nonspecific type of a symptom, and it may not be related to your diet at all, or it may be. First thing I think of is, as I said, hypoglycemic from changing from lots of carbohydrates to not as many, and you still have the insulin in your system, and it doesn't have anything to work on, so it drops your blood sugar so that your brain is saying, man, who turned out the light? So,
okay, thank you very much.
Look at, you're welcome.
Robin and Linda in Portland, nice to hear your voice again. I got a question from a customer yesterday that's been diagnosed with a large blood clot in his leg, and he wondered if he should be removing his egg steps from the shoes. Told him I would find out, and here I have the opportunity this morning.
Yeah, no, mag steps in the shoes won't make a difference. You need to be careful with a spinning magnetic field like the power mag until they're sure that that clot has really been attached to the blood vessel wall. Because remember that magnetics cause blood vessel relaxation, and if that clot's not really adhered to the wall, you don't want to cause it to dislodge and move someplace else that could cause more of a problem. But the mag steps wouldn't make a difference. I would be careful about the spinning
field. I wanted to move on him, so. Okay, thank you.
Uh-huh.
Ma'am?
Yes.
This is Dory from Seattle.
Good morning,
and
Dory.
Good morning. I've appreciated this call so much, but I have a question for you in that, well, or Dr. Robin might know. I have wondered if there is a Spanish-speaking Healthy Child, Healthy World 3-minute video someplace.
There isn't. There isn't that I know of.
Yeah, not that I know of. There is a, and I get the email every week, and I'll pull it up right now, and I will forward it to you. I get an email every week for a Spanish conference call, and I don't even know who, because it's all in Spanish, so I don't speak Spanish. I mean,
it's John Jackson and Carolina Correa.
There it is, Carolina.
Yeah.
That's the email.
Carolina Correa and Dr. John Jackson, who are in the Bay Area every Monday night at 8:00.
Okay, so I will, let me get this, to be high speed, but Dory, can you send me an email, and then I'll, you got my email address, right, Dory?
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
Send me an email, and then that way I can remember to, I will go in and find it, and then pass it on to you. How's that?
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
This is Jerry Adams down in Houston.
Go ahead, Jerry.
Regarding
the center of the United States.
The Republic of Texas, thank you. Regarding the PSA, I've got a testimonial that I can send to anyone that is what we did with the immunity and also the lactoferrin to lower mine significantly.
No, I wonder if there's not something in the Cindy Morey CD, and maybe that would be a good place for him to send that too, so she could include it next time she revamps the Wellness Consultant CD. Everybody is familiar with that, 2,200 pages, and there's lots of testimonials based on different body part issues and complaints and diseases, and the focus on growth carries that. I think her last release was December or something like that, but Cindy Morey might be a good place to be logging that in. And that's where I'd look for all other prostate stories also.
Dan?
Yes, go ahead.
I'm sorry. Back to the original PSA thing. There was a significant drop of 5 points, and the only difference in the Neekin products was the vital balance. So I'm very much to blame it on that.
Okay, so that changes the question into more of a praiseworthy story or a testimony.
Exactly.
Oh, okay,
exactly.
That takes it a whole new realm. And, you know, these are things, again, I don't mean to sound like a broken record, and those of us who are over the age of 40, we know what a broken record, you know, sounds like, those of us who are out there. I say that to our girls all the time, and they're like, Dad, what's a record? Again, if you can expose yourself to a few other stories, and it's no different than any of the things that we experience with the wellness home. You know, take a Pymag waterfall, for example, or the sports bottle, and you get people started on it, and they'll say, oh yeah, whatever, it just cleared up. Really? I would never even have thought about, you know, increasing your water consumption of good quality. Pymag water would do that. Well, we don't know. We don't know what the benefits, and as Robin alluded again, we never know what we're preventing. And the fun part is when you start listening to some of these stories and you research and you watch some of these YouTube videos, you're going to go, oh my goodness, I never really thought about that. That's why I again, broken record here, Thursday night, jump on the Pathfinders, pathfinders.biz, and look at the 0 to 60 project. And jump on that call Thursday night, and it's fascinating what the results some of these people are having, and it's a great way to remind ourselves that, well, we have so much more than just a shake. It's a great lead-in, but we have so much more when it comes to complete wellness. And so thank you for that clarification. Gang,
I have a question, please.
Okay, one last question, and I'm gonna tie a bow on this. Okay.
You've talked about using the water bottle in other countries. Our son is going to Singapore, Thailand, Cambodia, and Indonesia this summer, and he was wondering if he can just take tap water from where he is and run it through the sport bottle.
Now, yeah, Rob, I can answer.
Yeah,
I
go ahead,
Rob.
Nancy in Cleveland.
Thank okay, the thing you have to be careful about is viruses, and they're teeny tiny and they don't get filtered. So what he needs to do is to take a bottle of chlorine tabs or some drops of iodine, and he can read the bottle to see how many drops for how large our bottle is, because I haven't read them for a while. I don't know that off the top of my head. And just drop that into the tap water, and then the water bottle will filter the chlorine or tabs or the iodine out, and he should be very, very safe for any kind of waterborne diseases.
So then he won't have to use bottled water over there through the
No.
bottle.
No.
Perfect.
Yep.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, but he's just got to get the viruses. The virus is a little tiny guys with the iodine and the chlorine.
Great. Thank you
so much. Or the chlorine, not both, just one or the other.
Great. Thank you so much.
Yeah, very, very simple solution. And anytime, the water bottle says in the material for municipal water only. However, you can get around that every single time. Iodine, or you can get, I've even had people say, well, what about if I have access to chlorine bleach? I said, well, yeah, if you're going and you got liquid bleach wherever you're traveling, you know, maybe a quarter of a teaspoon. That'll pretty well kill. Thing. But iodine is a lot easier to travel with because they're just little tablets, and they work absolutely fantastic. So, Robin, thank you very, very much.
Let me add to that. That it needs to probably sit for about, I think, 10 minutes to work. You can't put it in and squirt it right out. So, yeah, put it in, let it sit for 10 minutes, and then you can go ahead and use the water.
Yeah.
You're welcome, Vance. It was fun. Appreciate the opportunity. And as I said, what I love about this company is how everybody helps everybody in Crossline and otherwise. So happy to be on the call anytime. Appreciate it very much.
All right. And again, you guys, as a reminder, Gordon Williams will be with us next week. If you've never heard him, he's a real, real fun treat. And then Susan Carver 2 weeks from today. And that'll wrap up the rest of the month. So, hey, guys, take advantage. Again, we're only halfway through the month. Take advantage of this Vital Balance promotion to get free canisters of the shake. It's so fun. It's so simple to put people in as a customer and to get them hooked up in that regard. You can set the price on your website if you want to. You don't have to even be paying for the $24.95 website to be able to set the price of what your customers will pay underneath of you, you can adjust that. It's there. And if you just take the time on the website to dig around and you'll see it. It's the fourth one underneath my business. It's the fourth one from the bottom, the PWP discount. If you don't want to charge full retail, you don't have to. You can give them a 20 or, you know, 5 or 15 or 10% discount, and you can set that code yourself, and then you can place the order for people, or they can order it themselves as a customer because they have their own ID number. But for every 3 canisters that you introduce to somebody, you get one free. And, I mean, that's $111 worth of product for free. And I'm not saying it's easy, and I'm not saying that I've sold 50 canisters since they started this on February 1st. I'm saying that the ones that I have shared with people, it's been so fun and so simple to say, hey, why don't you check this out? You look like you're interested, and you gotta be careful in how you say this to certain people because they will get offended. But calling somebody fat, unless they're a really good friend and you do that to each other, you're gonna get slapped, okay? I've gotten a few raised eyebrows from people. And I said, well, look it, you're the one that always said that you're wanting to, you know, drop a few pounds. So I'm just reminding you what you told me. Oh, yeah, you're right, you know. So don't get offended. You know, I want the ideal skinny person. And our culture calls them skinny because they deem that unhealthy. But I want for all of our close, you know, loved ones and friends and family members, for the ideal person to be coming out to get rid of all those extra costs. And we can do that with this solution. So, anyway, gang, that's what to get into my day. So if there's anything that I can do, please give me a call. Please email me. Be happy to assist, whatever. Take advantage of the YouTube video that Dr. Robin mentioned. It's there. It's really nicely done. I haven't watched it yet. I can't watch it and be on the phone at the same time, obviously. But on YouTube. And if I don't talk to you before, then I'll talk to you next Saturday morning. So have a great weekend, everybody, and we'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Vance. God bless.
You're welcome, Justine.
Thank you, Vance.
Okay.
God bless you all.